The Seminole Heights killer claimed a fourth victim yesterday morning. Ronald Felton was waiting for the food pantry where he volunteers to open when he was shot. The shooter is still unknown, but police are working to identify him and a motivation. Former FBI special agent and assistant professor at the University of South Florida, Brianna Fox, says most serial killers are motivated by a sense of powerlessness over their own life.
They're trying to regain some power and control in how they feel about themselves. And the most extreme way to do that is by taking the life of another.
She also encourages people outside the area to be careful because the killer may change his tactics.
Their modus operandi, while it's usually pretty consistent, it's evolving. They're learning different things. They change things to adapt to the circumstances, such as having more police in the area.
Fox thinks the killer probably did not know the victims due to the inconsistency of the race, age, and gender of the victims. And the victims may have been at the wrong place at the wrong time.